I also grow weed too.
For some reason, you look like you grow weed. I don't even know why. I should have just knew that. Like, for some reason.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Yo, 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 it's your boy. It's the Danny Brown Show coming to you motherfuckers live from Wild Maze Studios in Austin, Texas. You already know I got the motherfucking Booth Boys with me. What up?
What up, man?
Yo.
Oh, shit,
yo.
We got motherfucking Dob and this motherfucker on the guest feature. That's a motherfucking big deal, man. I'm joined by none other than a motherfucking skateboarding OG legend, motherfucking Aaron Draw Homoge. How you doing up in this motherfucker, man?
I'm hyped, man. Happy to be here. And stoked to be here.
Honored to have you here, man. OG legend, man. I remember your ass when you had the fucking shaving cream shit.
Oh, shit. You watched that?
Yeah, man. You gotta remember, I used to have a show on Vice. So I watched Vice shit. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah. You familiar with The King of the Road?
Yeah. I watched Fire every episode.
Hell yeah. Those were gnarly trips, man.
I know.
It was brutal.
Bro, that was some crazy shit, man. Like, I would be so scared for my dick, man. If there's nothing that I care about more in life, it's probably my dick. It's probably my biggest downfall in life.
It's not even that. Like, when you're naked skating, it's like the road rash that you'll get.
But
you
the
get.
Dick, though, nigga, you can road rash the dick.
you keep that safe. You keep that as safe as possible.
See, that's my shit gonna be flopping around everywhere. I couldn't even go down a ramp on that. I'm gonna trip. The motherfucking wheels gonna get caught in my dick.
Oh, shit, my dick ain't that big, gosh.
The wheels would have got caught in my dick, man. I wouldn't be able to make no naked skate trick.
Oh, man. Nah, it was a good time. So,
but how Austin treating you? Live in Austin?
I don't. Live in Phoenix.
Oh shit! Oh yeah, Phoenix. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, I live in Phoenix,
fucking
Arizona.
Phoenix, man. All I know, man. My only thing, Phoenix, man, is my fucking my nasty drug dealing past, man.
Oh man.
Oh man, going to Phoenix, man. It is some fucked up shit, man. I even went to Danny and got killed in that motherfucker, man. Oh, fucking around with some Mexicans, man. These motherfuckers, man. One time, man, my homie went down there. He used to do his thing, whatever the fuck, man. He left me in the crib. But I what ended up happening, I think I got sick. I got sick of some shit.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know, he dealing with these Mexicans. To make the story fast, I supposed to have been in the house on guard. The Mexicans was running in and out. We end up like $10,000 come up missing. He coming down there, to get shit from the Mexicans. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And while he down there with the Mexicans, he being too friendly with them, letting them chill at the crib and do all that shit. So these niggas are ramming through shit. So end up 10,000 come up missing. So it's either me or the Mexicans took the 10,000.
Oh, man. Yeah, that sounds a little hectic.
You get what I'm saying? That's how he thinking.
Yeah.
And he had gave me a gun as soon as I got there. You get what I'm saying? Just so I could be straight. So I got it. So he know I got a gun on me.
Nice.
But it was one of those meetings where everybody was in the room, like, who took the 10,000? It's the Mexican niggas at this B. It's like, who took the 10,000?
Oh, my God.
And guns, everybody got guns.
Yeah, luckily I haven't found myself in that situation.
My whole shit, I remember, because it was this big ass picture window. He had like a big ass picture window. And I was like, fuck. I'm just about to start just busting and just jump out the window. Like, you know what I'm saying? But my whole thought process is like, after I get out this window, then what?
Run.
I mean, but I'm just saying, I don't really got, I'm out there with him. I ain't got no money really like that. Like, once I'm going to be just a nigga running around through Phoenix with a gun.
Yeah, that sounds a little hectic.
Yeah. So I was like, I ain't got nothing. I don't even think I had a cell phone. Like, I was that fucked up. I probably just got out of jail type shit.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, yeah, that was all bad.
Oh, man. I'm sorry you had that experience in Phoenix, man. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it was life or death in Phoenix, man.
I have been in a situation like that, but man.
So yeah, man.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it was scary. It was scary.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've watched you jump some crazy shit, man. And
thank you, man.
And that whole process of that, like the thought process, like I guess what I'm trying to ask you is, like, you can't have a fear of getting hurt.
Oh, no,
in
yeah,
those kind of situations, because you're going to get fucked up if you think like that.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like, I don't know, when I'm trying something big, you try to not think of anything. Try to just blank everything out. And it's always slightly in the back of your head that you could get hurt, but you don't, like, run you.
At this point, your life is pretty much, I mean, obviously it's an adrenaline rush. Like, once you land that shit feels like, like when I make a song or something. If I make a good-ass song or something, I listen to it. I'm like, oh, shit, this is the shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't stop listening to it. Let's do it back to back. Like, you feel proud of yourself type shit. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Yeah, and it's like, I mean, most of the stuff that I do, I'm like, I'm a pretty calculated, like, precise skateboarder. I don't just get, like, super hyped and like, yeah, let's just do this and just start jumping down shit. Like, it's like a... I know that that's in my range of what I'm capable of doing, and then so you kind of just focus on, like, I don't know, what needs to be done. Like, if you need to lean forward a little bit or lean back a little bit to help land a trick, like, that's like the only slightly thing that you're thinking of. You don't let, like, any fear run you at all, you know? And because it is scary a little bit, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you can do it, so it's not as scary, and it's well worth the adrenaline rush after you land it and you're just psyched up. Like, if you make a fucking sick song, you're just like, this is sick.
Always
after you land a trick, you're like, yes, dude, thank God.
I've always kind of like compare rapping and skateboarding together, even though I know you probably look at it like, oh, what the fuck are you talking about? I mean, in some sense, like, in rap music, someone always could, like, come up with, like, some new cool style or some new, you know, new trick that they can do, like, lyrically or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, it's like when a motherfucker make a new trick or something, or when a new trick come, but everybody that attempts to do that style, everybody do it a little different.
Right.
And when everybody do it a little different, it kind of morph into another trick, and it just builds off that kind of shit. So I always looked at it like that, like where a lot of people look at rap music and be like, oh, niggas is biting. Sometimes, motherfucker can just bite a whole style or some shit, but when it's certain, like, little tricks and, like, trinkets and like, writing and, you know, delivering lyrics and shit, it's kind of the same shit, because... if you fail at it, it's almost just like skating. You know what I'm saying? You done bailed. Like, it's a rap. Like, bro, you done hurt yourself trying that shit.
You
can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
For days. Yeah, for sure.
All right, so we'll get into some of these Ask Dannys, man. We'll jump to some more shit. Hey, yo, you motherfuckers got questions, I got answers. Hit me up at Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. Also, send them voicemails, 512-522-9256, 512-522-9256. I keep telling y'all motherfuckers, y'all never want to hit me up and shit. Y'all keep, I think my fan base is kind of like, these niggas keep sending texts to the number.
You want to start off with the voicemail?
Yeah, they keep saying it. They tell me that's a Google voice number. I sent the text. What you sending texts for? It's the voicemail.
No, you want to do a voicemail question to start it off?
Oh, we got one. Yeah, let's see what these niggas talking about.
Ask Danny.
Hey, what's up, Danny? It's me, Brandon from California. I'm 22. And recently I've been having a lot of self-image issues. I don't know if it's just my mind playing tricks on me, but I feel like I'm not good enough body-wise. I'm a really big dude, with my balls are bigger than my dick. So I'm just trying to find a way to love myself even more. If you can give me some advice, I would thank you so much. Thanks, Danny and the Booth Boys. Shout out to Alex. You already know who it is.
It's very simple, man. I mean, you know, we always talk about, you know, you got to be healthy and being in shape. And, you know, I was just on Rogan. I was telling that nigga, he's like, man, you got to have muscles and shit. I'm like, no, nigga, you just need to have cool clothes. So this is what you need to do. That's a big guy. Big niggas get bitches too, man. Shouts out. You got to think about niggas like Biggie, Rick Ross, like them smoothest niggas ever, man. That's what I'm saying, man. A fat, smooth nigga ain't nothing like that, man. Bitches love that shit. They feel very fucking warmed and accepted. You know what I'm saying? They feel like they got a bear with them. You know what I'm saying? So need to do? You need to just get your mood board going. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like in life, put it up on this mood board. You know, whatever you think is swag, put it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the drip. Boom, boom, boom. This is what, whatever you look up to. Or whatever you, when you see a nigga, you're like, oh, this nigga look cool. I like his swag. I like this, that. Whatever you want to attain yourself to be, put that up on a mood board. But then also do some homework. And just, you know, go on, like, you know, men's fashion magazines and, you know, shit like that. You know, you got to read shit like, and then do shit that bitches like. Yeah. You know, go get your nails done. You know what I'm saying? You got fucked up eyebrows or something. I'm saying don't do no hard rock Nick type shit.
Bitches like confidence too.
But
if you're confident,
just make yourself a pretty. Be a bitch. Just be a pretty ass bitch, man. Just I'm telling you. And once you be like that, and you stepping out the house, and you sexy and shit, you like ooh, smelling good cologne on. You get what I'm saying? Oh, it's gonna be easy because that's confidence in itself. Yeah. It's gonna give you confidence that you stepping out like that. Like, man, I'm a bad bitch, man. What?
Yeah.
Well, you know it.
Girls can see that. They feel that off you. If you're freaking
confidence win, man.
Dressed good and smelling good and confidence feeling good, and you're confident. Bitches love that.
I'm telling you. And then what you do is too, as you on the next level of that, lower your standard of bitches. You know what I'm saying? For real. So what you do is you show out, not that you this big sexy nigga. You got your shit, you got your Barry White going. But then start just showing up with like what's compatible to you, Barry White style bitches. And what's gonna end up happening is the other bitch is gonna be looking like, man, that big nigga kind of smooth, man. Some type of way bitches always in competition with each other. So they're gonna be like, I'm better than that bitch. I love you, that big smooth nigga. And for you know it, the bad bitches gonna be flocking. For real, man. Is that easy, man? Is that easy?
Lower the standard. Holy
for
shit.
Real, you gotta lower the standard on the bitches.
Yeah.
That was the kind of shit I do when I was in high school and shit. When school first start, first semester and shit, I come through, I'm dropping all the freshest shit. You know, I got all the new shit. Boom, boom, dropping new Jordans on these hoes. But I ain't gonna talk to the baddest bitch first semester. You get what I'm saying? I'm gonna get one of the new girls. You get what I'm saying? Somebody, a new girl, she ain't all that. It's just a little bit more. Then they gonna see how you rocking.
You gotta show them girls some love.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude.
You holding bitch books in the hallway, opening her classroom door, then all the bad bitches in the school. I'm like, damn, man. You know?
Oh, he's so polite. I want to talk to him.
Yeah. It's really an easy theory. It should work.
Yeah.
It should work. Bitch be in competition. Be like, hold up. All right. We'll jump into a question. My girlfriend don't want to smash to your music. Here, Danny.
Oh, shit.
I'm a big fan of your music and been listening since Triple X came up. I enjoy listening to your songs while working, exercising, driving, and pretty much anything else. However, my girl doesn't want to listen to your music when we smash. We have great sex and I love her. But she won't even get freaky to tracks like Guitar Solo or Dip with me. How do I get my girl to fuck while listening to your songs? I want to try it out. Sincerely, Kevin. Damn. Yeah, man, that's a weird situation going right there, man. But I wouldn't really,
Oh, shit.
I wouldn't really be wanting to fuck to my music and shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my music is not intended to have sex to, which it's really fucked up because my fucking old freaky porn watching ass, I done came across a few amateur porns where Danny Brown music been blaring in the back. And they be like, what the fuck? I can't jack off to this?
It just ruined
the whole experience. It just made me feel like I'm a loser. It didn't make me feel good about myself.
I came
to the computer to jack off. It did. These niggas is bumping Danny Brown. Because, you know, I like to watch the real shit. I don't like that overproduced porn. I like to, you know, I like to see shit that's obtainable to me.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could swap myself out in a scenario. I could be that nigga. you know, extra big. I'm like, I know. I ain't fucking no bitch looking like that. I already know that ain't. I wish.
Oh, shit. I wonder what music Kevin's girlfriend likes to smash to.
I mean, I would say, man, me personally, man, I smash to, like, Bjork.
Okay. There you go.
That's so funny. You put on that Bjork album there, you know what I'm saying? Put on a Vespertine, man. Put on Bjork Vespertine. Some FKA Twigs do the job. The Weeknd, nice. House of Balloons is a good go-to. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. You want to feel a little sexy and you want it to be soft. I don't want to hear no bass. No motherfucking shit. Motherfucking hi-hats, you know what I'm saying? God, shit is crazy,
oh,
dude.
Oh, shit, that's funny. Danny.
What kind of music you smashing to?
Oh, like house and techno. Get a good rhythm going.
I got to be doing
it. But you got to serenade them like a little bit at first with some soft stuff. And then like once you're like in the zone, you're like, all
right. That's like I'm doing drugs. That's drug sex right there.
Yeah. That's some Molly sex right there.
That's drug
sure.
sex for sure. Yeah, man. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
I've been to a lot of raves before.
Yeah, me too. I'm from Detroit.
Taking a good dose of Molly in my days.
I did some Molly. Yeah, a few weekends ago.
Hell yeah, there you go.
It was great.
Oh man, and smashing to those beats is pretty nice.
Yeah.
You get a good rhythm. at least for me, man.
You taking bitches to Pound Town. That's what you doing. See, I was trying to be sexy, man. I'm old, man. I'm 40. I can't just be, I got sciatic nerve damage. I just can't be pounding bitches out like that, man. I got to warm up into it. It's almost like a, you know, you got to stretch first type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just can't be coming in that motherfucker jackrabbiting, you know?
See, I usually end up jackrabbiting, dude. I like start smooth and then like, by the end of it.
I do intervals. It's like hit cardio. I just do intervals of jackrabbit. You get what I'm saying?
Oh man. I feel like I got like a semi decent cardio, so I can go for a little bit. But did you ever used to skate?
Man, I love skateboarding video games. I'm great at those.
Sick. Hell yeah.
Skate 3's classic, all the Tony Hawks, man. I'm amazing at.
Who's your character?
On what? Which one?
Skate 3.
On Skate? Oh, fuck. I don't remember Skate 3 like that. I mean, what I, about the T-Hawk I think games? I used to do all custom characters on Skate, I feel like.
Oh, okay. What about the T-Hawk games?
On Tony Hawk? Burnquist.
Yes, dude. That's so sick. He's
like a Burnquist.
Dude, he was my favorite.
Yeah, straight I was up. The Burnquist, yeah.
I would always play as Chad Muska.
Yeah, Muska he was fun. He was fun. Mullen.
Yep.
I fuck with Mullen.
Yep.
Everybody always think I'm going to pick the black skater. But like, you're going to play with Kareem Campbell?
Right. Yeah, Kareem. That's sick.
Feeling stagnant. What's good, man. Danny? Big fan of the show and your music. I'm 23 years old from Toledo. And dog, this shit is boring out here. I'm having a hard time feeling stagnant in life. I have hobbies and interests, and I'm not dead broke. I feel like life has come to the time where the homies grow up. We've start really getting into what they got going on. Some friends getting married, buying houses, having friends, all that kind of shit. And I'm just chilling. Just looking to hear some big brother kind of words. Love you, man. Please, some blessings. Also, get yourself on stage, man. Danny Brown is a powerful name. Jacob. Yeah. Yes. Ain't shit to do in Toledo. I actually was looking at a house in Toledo, for real, man. Because, you know, Toledo is 30 minutes from Detroit, in some sense. And it was like this crazy house for like $1 million. But this motherfucker was like a... You gotta think it was in Toledo though, but it was like a $20 million house anywhere else in the world. But I was just like pondering to myself, like, damn, should I move this? Like, you know, 30 minutes from Detroit, this and that. Like, yeah, but I didn't do it. I didn't do it. But yeah, at the end of the day, I feel like you living a life. I get what you're saying. You know, you got money like that, man. You just gotta start traveling. You also have to figure out a hobby, man. I mean, you say I have hobbies and interests, but I'm not dead broke.
He says he's got some hobbies. I'd say just dive into those.
That just sounds like, man, where the bitch is at? That's also, really what that was. Yeah. Like, Toledo ain't got no hoes.
Also, all
of this motherfucker, man, I ain't got no bitches around, man. Damn, all my homies, these niggas getting married, having kids. They tapping out on the Toledo life. You know what that is, man? I'm going to tell you what it is. This is the easiest form, and I wish somebody would have told me this shit a long time ago. You just got to leave Toledo. That's all it is.
Yeah. Also, maybe get some new homies.
No, he just gotta leave, man. He gotta start his life, man. That's all it is, man. I mean, I wish, I was a straight Detroit rider. I never thought I would leave Detroit. You know what I'm saying? So, but once I've been in Austin, man, been out here, man, I'm living, I would say, I don't know, it's just better living, man. Like, sometimes it's so much stress just living where you grew up at.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just sometimes it's good to get a fresh start. You know,
mix it up over. A bit.
Yeah, and mix it up and just learn different shit. Sure. So I would say at 23 years old, man, you that young enough to where, like me, gotta think, I ain't moved till I was 40. So goddamn, you know what I'm saying? For you, man, you can figure it out. You can move, bounce around a lot of different places.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, one thing though, what I was lucky about was that I was able to tour a lot and just constantly touring. So I was able to see a lot of different places. And there'd be places you'll go be like, fuck no, I wouldn't live here. You get what I'm saying? And being from Detroit. But then there'd be places you'll go to and be like, I don't know, I could see myself chilling out.
Where's one of those places that you're like, damn, this is pretty sick. I could chill out here.
It'd always be the rare, like, I really love Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, hell yeah.
I swear, I don't know why. For some reason, I go there and it's just... a vibe, man. I'm like, I could do this out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got a soft spot for Little Rock, Arkansas.
Little Rock,
Arkansas is beautiful. I'm like, damn, I could chill here for a bit.
Really? Yeah. That is tight.
Yeah. But those weird little like nook spots, those are sick.
It's just, it's a few spots though. Like, I like, I don't know. I'd be scared to do it, but a spot that I would just want to move to just to eat food would be New Orleans.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Like if I had like a, I would love to get just like a little drop-in spot maybe, because I love New Orleans. I ain't gonna lie. It's just
I think there's a tornado there. Like,
oh, it's coming. I mean, they always going through some shit.
Yeah.
All right. What are some you wish you knew when you were younger? Hey, my name is Eric. I love your show. My question is, what are some you wish you knew when you were younger? For me, is knowing that sometimes shit works, sometimes it doesn't. So I just got to keep pushing forward. Yours respectfully, Eric. Damn, that's a deep question. What is something that is deep. Really young? I would say for the most part, man, just be, I wish, I don't know, some type of, for some reason, I feel like when you're in your 20s and shit, or like earlier ages, and especially in like, I don't know, certain industries where you come up in, and you just have this like chip on your shoulder, like these old niggas is hating on me type shit. Mm-hmm. Like when you're the young nigga and you're trying to come into some shit and you're like, man, you know, and you see these niggas that been around doing this shit like me, like for instance, like when in the rap music, like when younger rappers come around, they're like, oh, these old niggas, you know what I'm saying, this and that. And it don't necessarily be that. It is not like a gatekeeping thing. It's just that it's almost like they know what you're getting yourself into. And what you're getting yourself into is not always what you think you're getting yourself into. And that's kind of how it is with the music industry. And I would say I would tell myself just to be most respectful and humble as possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit takes you a long way. Because I was coming in that motherfucker. Well, I think part two for me, I didn't come into the rap industry until I was fucking 30 years old. So I for sure already had that super chip on my shoulder. Like, fuck all these old niggas. Y'all niggas been hating on me. So I didn't have no respect of wasn't humble about shit. Anything that I got, I felt like I deserved. Because I put in so much fucking work and done so much shit. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that shit don't matter. And that's what I would say, but that's what I would tell my younger self. Don't give a fuck about the accolades and all that shit. Just care about the process.
Right.
And just keep your head down and just work.
Yeah, I would
and
say
anything else is just whatever.
I would say, yeah, don't sweat the little things. Like, cause life will go on, and if you just focus on what you're passionate about, it usually works out.
Yeah, that is a big deal too.
Yeah, I just would say don't sweat the little things for sure.
I take everything personal. That's my big, that's my biggest fucking gripe with myself. You know what I'm saying? I wish I didn't. I'm a Pisces, man. I think that's what it is. My mom was astrological and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Being around astrology. And they always say Pisces are sensitive and all that shit, man. You know, I'm sensitive, man. I can admit it. I'm one of those persons, man. Look at my hair right now. I'm supposed to have waves. I've been on a, ever since my eye died, I've been on a fucking 2-month drinking binge. But
oh, shit.
I'm going to get better, you guys. I'm doing all right.
Hell
so,
yeah.
We got some freestyles we want to drum it to?
Let me hear you bust a freestyle.
Get these rapping ass niggas out the way, man. See this for you, man. This is like, I'm going to say, we're going to see some bells.
So first up, we got Kelly.
Hey, what's up, Danny? You got Kelly here from London, Ontario. I got a little bit of a freestyle for you here.
Oh, they freestyle.
Have you ever seen an elephant fly? Nah, but I've given LSD a try. Some crazy shit like a wad of me talking, shaking magic fry. You could say I'm mad woke, or even experienced. And like Mitch Mitchell, my rhythm's delirious. You best be careful while you listen, or else you'll wind up tripping with the room spinning. Just give me a minute to get my mind right. Then I'll write you some lyrics about what I do for a Klondike. Or maybe about how hard that Blondike goes on the open mic every Monday night. How's that Tesla drive? Does it smash through Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, or that Bezos guy? Let Larry David give the horn a try. Peace.
Yeah, man. That nigga's a vampire. That nigga's for sure 100 years old. That's how you know how to rap. That shit ain't shit. And being from London, Ontario, I already know it's crazy shit out there, man. Shouts out to London, Ontario, though. Look, nigga ain't got no eyebrows. He can rap, though. That's the thing about it, though. The nigga know how to rap.
Oh, that was sick. That was almost like a poem.
I know, right?
Yeah, the way he was speaking it.
Yeah, I know. He didn't want to get too crazy, man. He gonna fucking. We don't know. It's still daylight.
He's a daywalker.
Still daylight. He ain't got that much energy. If it was nighttime, that nigga would have been busting some shit, and then we couldn't see him at nighttime because then he would have showed his true colors. Nigga fangs would have came out. He would have turned some shit.
Turned it a bat.
So he couldn't. Yeah, he couldn't do it at night. He's like, I gotta bust. I gotta wake me up. He told his.
Oh my God.
He told his handler. You gotta come get him. All right. Well. All right. We got some next.
Next up, we got Nova.
I'm trying to run around the game, make them rounds, hula hoop. Can't say I'm popping now just because I'm new to you. As a female, don't want to rap about the usual. Shaking BBLs with the weave and scamming niggas too. Lions say they game, but I can smell the phony though. I suggest don't waste your time, go find other Pinocchios. I spent my fair share of them slick acting funny hoes, but I gotta let them know a bitch about the bang. I'm riding on my way till they all know my name. See me moving in the dark like I'm Bruce Wayne. You can never say the shawty you never told you. Watching these bitches fold, cause daddy is raising soldier. Don't move in my way, cause I'm rocking from the chest. I'm hard licking you niggas soft serve. So better yet, bow down to the queen. Your offerings, your respect. I ain't focused on these lames, I'm focused on chasing checks. They lining up for smoke, but I doubt a bitch can stop me. They blueprint made, no Jay-Z, they carbon copy. And we not the same, so excuse me, I'm feeling cocky. They warming the bench, sitting back, open and watching. All you do is start Geronimo. I'm jumping finish lines, this music shit my soul made. I tend to go hard for mines. Climb the ladder, max with status, flex for the concubines. Watch me take the dub, hold my beer, I do this all the time. Now that you've seen excellence compared to pure ecstasy, you can save your insolence, cause ain't nobody next to me. MVP for all the games, I'm player, coach, and referee. They placing their bets, but no stress, I am the better team.
Shouts out all my ladies out here busting bars. Nice. That was amazing. That was I'm sick. Telling you, cause what's happening is, man, these girls, man, the competition is getting thick. All these bitches is rapping now. And you got to be good now. So it's raising the level. You got to think, niggas been rapping for so long, so it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's getting to the point now, can you figure out how to be the worst rapper and be good at the same time? That's what niggas got to deal with. Because just being good is like, oh, you rappity rap ass nigga. It ain't a vibe, though. But with the bitches now, these bitches, they kind of in a lyrical battle. If you look how it is, you know what I'm saying? And I will say, I read an article, I would say, when I was probably, you know, I used to read Source Magazine all the fucking time. I remember reading an article, and it was saying that if men, because that was back in, like, I'm going to say late 90s, early 2000s, you got to think you had, like, maybe four or five female rappers at a time. And what the whole article was basically saying was that if men keep hating on women the way they hate on them in the rap industry, it's going to eventually get taken over by the women, and the only men rappers that are going to make it is that men that are pretty much like sex symbols. Like, if you ain't got no six pack, you ain't shaking ass, the bitches ain't gonna be buying your records, all that. For real.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't happen when they thought it would happen, but it's pretty much happening right now. You got all these niggas getting BBLs, but then they acting like they working out. I mean, we gonna call any male surgery a BBL right now, man. But niggas is getting fake six packs and shit. Then they start dropping their workout morning videos and shit like that. So, yeah, you got to be, you want to sell some records, you got to take your shirt off as a man. For real, man. For real, dog.
Get yourself a fake six-pack.
You got to get a fake six-pack, some tattoos and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to post. And I ain't even going to go there. But the rap music is crazy right now. But we knew it was going to get there anytime an industry that becomes, you know, I'm pretty sure the same shit happened with skating. Mm-hmm. If you look at it, like, it was some underground ass, like, homeschool shit. Now we seeing motherfuckers, every skater, they just like, fuck it, I'm just about to make a t-shirt brand.
Yeah, yeah, true, true, yep, yep, like, yep.
Fuck it, I'm going to just make it.
A lot of people have been making board brands now.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of pro skaters that are like, I don't know, we're doing it big, in the, like, early 2000s, 2010 or whatever, and like now they all got like board companies like, coming out.
I feel like niggas don't even care about making skate videos and shit like that no more.
Yeah, it's
pretty much like I drop a trick on Instagram and buy my merch.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is. I mean, like it used to be like team videos. Like,
yeah,
we film like a whole birdhouse video.
All that old school baker shit and all that shit. That shit yeah. Be fire.
Now it's like a single part, so it's like one person will just put out a part on the internet mm-hmm. and like. For whatever they're doing, and so
yeah, yeah. I mean, can't hate on it.
It is what it is.
We just wish we wish we was around. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Back to that one question from that dude. I wish we knew what when it was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we'd have knew that social media was going to be as big as it is,
yeah.
As important as it is.
I would definitely
I would have
say
taken
that.
It more seriously, I guess.
And I still do it to this day. Like when I see like a new app or something cracking, I'm like, man, that shit corny. And yep. You look up 2 years later, you gotta do it.
Yeah, so yeah, fucking TikTok.
Yeah, it's TikTok.
Fucking goddamn TikTok, dude.
Super TikTok,
dude. I've tried to avoid making one for
TikTok.
So fucking
now
long.
Now that's all I fucking watch.
Now, yeah, now I got it. I don't scroll it, luckily.
I deleted TikTok off my phone over 100 times. That motherfucker still come back. It's like the app on Persona, man. I'd be like, man, get rid of this motherfucker. Next thing I know, it come back. Every time it come back, it's a different algorithm, though.
Right.
One time it's just a bunch of bodybuilding bitches doing deadlifts. Next time it come back, it's niggas doing gangbang shit. Now my whole shit is like motivational videos about no fap. I'm like, man, what is going on, man? Niggas keep talking about stop jacking off, stop pouring. I'm like, what is going on, man? What is these niggas is tapping into my phone? But what? Man, this shit got to stop. TikTok does have the craziest algorithm, man. You like one video, shit. That shit become your whole life.
Is that really a thing? Like fools are like, no jacking off.
What?
Nigga, I have not seen that shit.
They got whole motivational speakers on that bitch, man.
To not jack off.
No fap. It's like a whole revolution, man.
What?
These niggas got like a whole cult, man.
Porn addiction recovery.
Porn addiction. No fap porn addiction.
What? I don't know if that's good. That can't be. Like,
I tried it. I went about a good 3 weeks.
Dude, I don't know if that's healthy,
and
though.
In week 3, nigga, I was cussing everybody out.
Yeah, like, I would feel like that's not healthy. Like, you need to get that out.
I'm in a 7-Eleven.
You need to get that out at some point. Like, goddamn.
I mean, yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, they saying you post only, you know, just bang bitches. Don't be just getting it out. You got to bang all the time. But I tell these motherfuckers, man, I ain't trying to be fucking getting humping and sweating all the fucking time. Sometimes a nigga just want a dopamine release.
Just real quick.
Yeah, just a real quick dopamine. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just get a little quick dopamine. But yeah, man, that's it. It's a whole movement.
That's
Shouts
hilarious.
Out to them niggas. But yeah, 3 weeks in, no fap, no porn. I was choking bitches.
I was
eating my dogs, walking outside, kicking homeless cats at the PF chain.
Dude. That's what I'm saying. I feel like you would get like so like, I don't know. You get on edge, all right, real on edge, quick.
Detroit for NYE. Hey, Danny, what's curious? You got any suggestions for a few Canadian white people doing white people shit in Detroit for New Year's Eve this year? Catching the Wings game, then going to check downtown. Never been before. Who the heck? I'm not the king of Detroit. That's Trick. Love the show. We'll be pumping some Danny Brown in the truck when I roll into the D. Hey, nigga, don't go to Detroit for New Year's. What is wrong with you? That ain't the fucking New York or nothing. The ball ain't dropping there. Niggas is just shooting and robbing. What is you doing? That is like the worst idea I ever heard in my life. I mean, if you're just going to stay downtown, like, I don't know. But no, it's dangerous down there, too. Do not listen. Alert, SOS, white flag. Save these white people. Do not go to Detroit on New Year's Eve, man. I repeat. Do not go to Detroit on New Year's Eve. I'm not responsible for what's going to happen to your ass, man. That's white people shit. I think that's some daredevil shit. They want to just be like, fuck it, let's risk our lives.
Oh, man.
Let's risk our lives. If we make it, we see 2023. If we wake up, we did it. All right. See, that's white people shit. Next up, we got skydiving. I seen some shit that you went skydiving before, right?
Yeah, I've been skydiving.
Yeah, I mean, everybody tells me it's a life-changing experience. I'm the type of nigga, I do that shit, I ain't scared. I'm down to do some skydiving. Yes. I just ain't never met no type of motherfuckers that's gonna go skydiving. I ain't about to seek it myself.
I've only done it once, and they make you do it like tandem, where you jump with somebody on your back, and they're the one that's like pulling the chute. And the scariest part is definitely like when the door opens, and then it's just like really loud and really cold air coming in at you, and then you're just like, all right, we're going. But the moment that you start falling and free falling, so sick. It is pretty sick. I don't know if it's life changing. Not for me, at least.
Yeah, because your ass do all type of jumping on shit. You change your life every day. That shit.
I was just like,
for a normal person that don't do shit, they're like, oh, fun. Shit. They come back, they land on the ground like, I made it.
I want to do it without somebody on my back so I can just be like, yeah.
Niggas go skydiving, call and apologize to their mama. Calling ex-girlfriends like, you know what? I was the dickhead. You were right. All right, white people shit.
White people.
I don't think that's white people shit, though. Yeah, it is white people shit.
White people shit.
Big fan of both your music and the show. Atrocity Exhibition is a certified classic. Anyway, I saw a post on Reddit, and it made me immediately think, this is the whitest shit ever. It was about people breaking, setting skydiving records. Felix Baumgartner jumped from the edge of space with a parachute, and Luke Atkins jumped from 25,000 feet without a parachute. Both set the record in those categories. Both are right. What do you think? Is it recreational skydiving? Yeah, it's definitely white people shit. Because you know, niggas, we just risk our life walking. Ain't no way we jumping out of airplane. So, So, oh, so shit. But I would do that shit though. I feel like that's some shit. I mean, fuck it, man. You risk. They say you risk. You pretty much risk your life every time you get an Uber.
That's true.
These niggas can't even speak English. This nigga just brought me here. Had a Cuba flag. He looked at me and just said, "Where we going, nigga? It's on the app." What you mean, where we going? I ain't never had an Uber driver ask me where we going. Didn't you pick me up? They told you. All right.
That is true. You're like trusting your life with that fool.
I don't know this nigga. This nigga just picked me up. He know where you live at, all type of shit, man.
Dude,
Uber driving is dangerous.
When I went skydiving, I was like, yo, how many times have you done this before? And he's like, oh, this is my sixth jump today. And I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, those dudes do it like all the time. So it's like not even... I don't know. It's not scary at all.
I would do it, though. I'm not lying. I'm not scared to go skydiving.
You would have fun. You would have fun for
sure. I know me. I just get drunk and shit. I throw up in the air, though.
Oh, my God.
I just get drunk as fuck and just throw up in the air.
You don't even know that you're falling out. You're just going, dude.
The craziest shit I've actually seen skydiving videos where motherfuckers be squirting. Like, I seen a bitch go naked and shit, and she just was squirting in the air and shit.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's how I beat my
porn. Was that
porn.
Like some porn shit?
That's why I'm getting no fat on my TikToks. When you start searching squirt videos, like, yeah, you get no fat videos, porn recovery, all type of shit, man. My algorithm is fucked up.
Holy shit, dude. That's pretty sick.
But I have seen that, though. I did see that. A bitch was skydiving, squirting in the air. I'm like, damn. I wish she would have died. That's the way you go out, bitch, like a real one. Busting a nut. You get what I'm saying? Because she'd have been the realest bitch. It'd be like, she the realest bitch ever. That bitch died squirting, my nigga. Like, whoosh. She died doing what she loved to do, man. Real legend. Put her jersey in the Raptors.
Oh, shit.
I never wish someone would die. I just said it because I thought it was funny. All right. For real, man. All right. Is it just me or do white people... get really into all the names of the strains and it's just sativa, indica with weed and many more other than race. I sold for a long time and all my black and brown cousins just wanted weed. Well, all the white dudes needed specific strains. The other day when you said dealers shut label shit on the bag and throw it in there, 100% true. You smoke weed?
I smoke a lot of weed.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Yes. My dog. Same here. Yeah, that's definitely true. I hate the... because you get all those, I mean, just all those different names. There have been times I've bought a cool-ass name, and this shit was trash. But then there have been times I've bought weed that had a name that I didn't thought would be all that cool, and that shit would be the pack. Or it's just certain different flavors and shit. Like, I'm a person that I love Tangy. Everybody hates Tangy. They're like, this is some bullshit. But as far as, like, a good sativa to me, Tangy got that little orange little on it. It's a little smooth. Like,
little,
what's
little
some of your
citrus
favorite
flavor?
Strains? Yeah, that little citrus.
I just like Kush. Like, any, like, Kush strain is always... good to me, but yeah, I'm not like too picky at all. Like, not like, oh, I need sativa in the day, indica at night, and a fucking hybrid with this. Like, I just want weed at the end of the day.
I think with niggas, I think most of the niggas, it's just all about, you know, every year is a new popular strain with us that's considered to be the pack. So we just go for that. Like, everybody had their run. Like, Kush had his run, Diesel had his run. You know what I'm saying? Cookies had their run. Right now, it's all about the runts. You know, runts got their run going right now. So,
yeah. Yeah.
When I see runts, white runts, yellow runts, purple runts, all type of runts. You know what I'm saying? So niggas just buy runts now. So yeah. I mean,
I also grow weed too. Oh. So like I have.
For some reason you look like you grow weed. I don't even know why. I should have just knew that. Like for some reason.
In Phoenix you're like,
yeah, you fuck with the dabs too.
Huh?
You fuck with the dabs too.
Nah, that gets me too high, dog. I can't skate like with that good with being that high. But yeah, no, I just, I don't know. I got, in Phoenix, you're allowed to have like six plants per person, per household.
Mm-hmm.
And then so like, whatever, I just got a couple plants in my house.
Phoenix, I would tell you, man, it's like when you touring, it's like, that's the one city we know. Like you got to go get the bus clean the day before, like all type of shit. Like they find one weed seed, everybody going down. Like that's where most of everybody always got caught up on their tour bus. It always happened in Phoenix.
Dude, it's chill now. Like,
yeah, I mean, I remember it was one year, man. We just was being too reckless. Ain't nobody clean up. Ain't nobody do nothing. I was wilding out the night before. We going through Phoenix. We got so much shit on this. It's so much shit on this bus. We don't even know where everything. We couldn't do nothing about it. They did what they supposed to do. They pulled the bus over. My bus driver come out, he just end up telling them the illest shit ever. They ask him who he driving, he tell them some country singer. They already had a lot of shit going on at the time. They was like, you know what? I fuck with cuz. Go ahead, pull off and let us go. Bro, if they would have went in that bus, yeah, we wouldn't probably have this conversation right now. It was too much shit on the bus. Because even it had been times where, you know, you got to go, you got to clean the bus before you go to Canada. We clean the bus up, you know, have to get detailed, do all that shit, go back to Canada. These niggas still find some shit. I remember one time I went to Canada and, you know, they could tell we cleaned the bus to the T, whatever the fuck. But then they pulled us, everybody to the side, like, y'all sure I ain't got nothing on the bus? We like, we for sure we ain't got nothing on the bus. We smoked everything. We got everything. We ain't got nothing on the bus. They're like, y'all sure, man? We like, we positive. And everybody's like, man, like, you know what? Go ahead. And they let us through. We go to the show. Can't find no weed all day. Everybody on edge. Mm-hmm. You know, one of those shows where you can't have a good time, but you got to go out there and still do your thing. Mm-hmm. And it was the fucking, and it's like the last day on tour kind of shit. And we go and we do the show. Man, everybody looking for weed. Everybody's sad. We ain't got no weed. We like, fuck it. Got to go back to the bus. We all looking dumb. One of the homies just end up opening up one of the fucking cabinets. Nigga, it's like a quarter pound.
Oh, my.
Edibles. Fuck wax. Yeah. So they saw that. Yeah. They kept asking us. Like, y'all shit. But I guess they seen we were so sincere. So they like, these niggas obviously don't. Because it was in such a open space. It was like a bag. Maybe they thought it was food or something. And we didn't throw it away or something like that. But,
right, yeah.
Bro, we were so happy. We like, we smoking all the way back. It's lit. It was so happy. Yeah, all we had to do was get back through the other border. We smoked all the way back, my nigga. It was lit.
That's lit.
So, yeah. You starting. Hey, actually, you got a health and wellness situation going on right now.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so me and my buddy Trevor, who I'm here with, we started a YouTube channel called Foraging with Jaws. And it's pretty much, I go to people that are experts in the field at like whatever they're doing, and I just learn from them. Like the first episode, we went actually foraging with this guy in Arizona that is like a master forager. Went and picked a bunch
What is foraging?
Just going out in the wild and picking food out in the wild.
I'm sorry. That was crazy to me.
Like just finding food out in the wild. Like just
going
out in the wild and just finding food.
And what are you, like hunting?
Not hunting, like plants.
Oh. Like what kind of plants?
Shit.
Like eucalyptus? Like,
yeah, fuck yeah.
You can eat eucalyptus?
No, okay. I mean, I don't know. Can you?
I mean, the kangaroos be fucked up. Yeah. I want to try it.
Yeah, no, like.
Not any kangaroos. The fucking, I'm retarded, man.
The kangaroos.
Kangaroos. What's them niggas' name, man? Koalas, man.
Koalas, yeah. Giraffes eat a lot of eucalyptus, too. But no, there's like I don't know, there's like a lot of mint, watercress, goji berries. Fucking a bunch of like random shit that I don't even know about. That's why the show is so fun to me, is because I don't know shit about any of that, but I love to learn about it. And then so like, yeah, the first show he did that, we went and picked a bunch of food out in the wild, came back and prepared it like a fucking 5-star wow. meal, like so good. And then so that one was sick. The next one we went to this dude's house, or this dude's warehouse where he's growing mushrooms, not trippy mushrooms, like culinary mushrooms, like fucking lion's mane and reishi and chaga and cordyceps and all that good stuff.
The toe ring bitches is dripping right now. That's all I know. The toe ring bitches is like, man, dude, you got a real nigga on this bitch. I knew it.
So yeah, it's like super fun because like I'm learning about all this shit, and I want to be like healthier to be like a better skateboarder and like keep my body up and going, because I'm 32, almost 33 now, and these knees ain't lasting.
Exactly.
So I'm just trying to figure out ways to enhance my life so I can skate better. And then like tomorrow we're gonna go meet up with this other pro skateboarder named Neen Williams. He was also on the on that King of the Road show.
Oh, tight.
And he was like a super partier for a little bit, and he's been sober for 8 years now.
Fire. Shots out.
Yeah, so completely sober, and he's like has his own like fitness program, and he helps over like hundreds of people with workout programs. And so yeah, he lives in Fort Worth. We're gonna go visit him tomorrow.
Dope. I got family out there.
Yeah, and fucking keep filming for the show. So it's just like a little YouTube thing that me and
him
are doing.
I definitely gotta check it out.
Yeah, so, it's fun.
So we both can agree that CBD is a scam.
Yeah. I will say that.
Because so, everybody was saying that. You fall down the stairs. Take some CBD.
No,
oh, you got cramps
that.
On a period. Take some CBD. You got a headache. Take some CBD. You need to sleep. Take some CBD. You got anxiety. Take CBD.
So the fucking thing with CBD is that when they're like marketing
to you. I wish I'd
hit
that CBD lick.
When they're marketing it to you, they give you like 10 or 20 milligrams when really you need like 2,000 milligrams
yes.
to feel something.
Yes.
Like you need a fuck ton more than what they're saying. And plus like THC and CBD, it works. They work better together.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's if one separated from the other, it doesn't like function as well as like CBD and THC together inside your body. So,
I knew that
yeah.
shit was a scam.
Yeah,
man.
CBD's fucking...
Niggas
dude,
became millionaires off this CBD shit.
Dude,
man.
It's
and
fucked.
Quick.
It's
now
fucked.
I feel like everybody know.
And it's like everybody just like takes a gummy and they're like, I feel better. It's like, dude, do you really though? Like, I rubbed the ointment on my sore arm and I feel better, dude. I'm like, nah. Like, I don't know. At least for me, like, that shit was a scam. I did skate for a CBD company and they paid me and
that's the thing, man. It's like, man.
I'm like, yeah, sure, this works, dude.
Because niggas was falling. They had great marketing.
Yeah.
They were like, shit, man, my son got scoliosis. He dude. Took the CBD, he walking straight and everything, look at him. He's like, damn, man, CBD fixing scoliosis?
Nah, like, there's like some shit like way back in the day where they like, where they were using it for cancer patients.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it was like, they injected in their bloodstream like 2,500 milligrams.
But you're saying it gotta be a high ass
fucking
dosage.
A lot more than what they're fucking saying. So... Yeah, I mean that's how I feel about fucking CBD.
I mean the whole weed game.
Give me
game,
the THC, bro.
The whole weed game at this point is literally about to be I feel like 10 years away from fucking buying blunts at the gas station.
Oh yeah, for days. For sure.
I mean, so the whole weed game it's fucked up. I did 8 months for selling weed.
That's so crazy. That's so wild.
And now you're
going
to be able to buy weed at a gas station. Yeah. Everybody's about to be legal everywhere.
I just got back from Barcelona and so they have coffee
shops. They got dispensaries
shops.
Out there, yeah.
Yeah, dispensaries, but the dispensaries are fucking sick. Like mm-hmm. you can go and get coffee, get food, get alcohol there. Chill, like arcade, like watch videos, like just chill. Instead of like when you're walking into like one in Arizona or California, it feels like a fucking doctor's office that you're walking into.
That's what I was telling them. Like even New York is like a whole another world now. They fucking legalized the weed out there.
Right?
You can't go nowhere without smelling it. Like the dope is everywhere in the air. I fucking love it, man.
It's sick, yeah. It's
they saying it's even in Thailand now.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
They sell dispensaries and shit in Thailand right now.
Probably cheap as fuck out there.
What?
Thailand's mad cheap.
Yeah, but Thailand got crazy drug laws, too, though, for other shit.
Right?
Yeah. So
I'm not sure.
Danny Brown ain't trying to hang in Thailand.
I've been to Bangkok and Chiang Mai, and I had my fun massage parlor experience.
Oh, shit. Hanging with the lady boys.
Oh, no, lady boys. Dear God, I fucking hope not, dude. You don't know nowadays,
you
man.
Don't know out there, man. They're the next level, man.
Yeah, man.
I've seen documentaries.
Dude, yeah. I mean, whatever, we'll just leave it. I had a fun experience.
What goes on in Thailand stays in Thailand, man.
And the massage
it's
parlor.
It's one of those, man. When you're in Rome, do what the Romans do, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It was sick though. It was a good time.
Yeah, man. So, we got some drip sets.
Drip set.
We ain't seen these in a minute.
What is drip sets? Oh, some.
Yeah, watch these niggas look stupid. And I talk about it. Oh no, who is this?
So these are who GQ is in, like the most stylish men of 2022.
He doesn't have a shirt on underneath that.
Yeah, so we got Timothy Chalamet here.
No, he be going crazy.
Okay. Does he, like, walk in public like that?
I mean, you know, like, he getting bitches, man. That's one of them. I'm getting bitches.
Oh, for days he's getting bitches.
He's getting bitches, man. It's over.
All day.
But, you know, he be drip. Cuz don't be playing. Cuz don't be playing.
Mm-hmm.
They right so far. They right so far.
He looking good.
All right. Next up, we got Luigi Villasenor.
Kind of looks like a chef a little bit.
I know. What this nigga do? I don't be knowing, bro. I swear to God, I don't know what the fuck be going on in the actual real world.
He looks like he runs like a 5-star restaurant and he's like the head chef or something.
That would be fire.
Yeah.
What kind of food he serving?
Steak.
Look like one of those shaving the meat spots. What's them?
Kebabs?
Yeah,
kebabs, yeah.
He's a designer.
Oh, okay, all right.
Rude.
All right. Yeah, he's supposed to be fresh. That shouldn't count. I feel like if you're a designer, you shouldn't be on no best dress list. Nigga, that's your job. The fuck is going on? That's cheating. Oh, oh yeah, this is my nigga right here, Shay.
Those
pants. Shay be dropping fits, but Shay gonna have to start pulling back or he's gonna start looking try hard in a minute. But no, Shay been going crazy. I would put Jordan Clarkson over Shay Gilchrist Alexander. But Shay, he do go crazy. He was one of the first niggas I seen rocking the potato shit and all that. So
look at those pockets on those cargos, dude.
That's
those
where we
are
at right
deep.
Now. Baggies is back, man.
Those are
the baggy
deep.
Daddies is back. I mean, it's been going on for a few years now, but the baggy daddy is getting crazy now.
For
the baggy
sure,
or
yeah.
The pants is getting crazy. It's back to when I was coming up.
It's in the skating, like it's like the 90s is coming back
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Like they got these like pants called Big Boys. And,
oh, for real?
Fucking yeah, they're just.
All the skaters wearing the big boys now?
Yeah, oh
that's
yeah.
Fire.
Yeah, yeah.
The big boys. The skinny jeans.
Like skaters would be skating
but
in those.
But isn't it hard to skate in big pants?
It's not too bad. I mean,
it would be easier in skinny jeans, right?
I mean, I don't know. Like, the skinny jeans kind of like...
if you get some spandex ones, you know, the spandex skinnies.
They kind of like not, they don't give you,
gotta
you as much
lycra.
Movement.
You got to have some lycra in it or something. Not no jeans, straight jean skinnies. Because you know, there's a few different kinds.
Yeah,
you get,
yeah, yeah.
You get
like, I wear these like medium fitting jeans. But like, yeah, I don't know. Those would be interesting to skate in. They might get in the way of your like board. You couldn't see
but
your
board.
But
you could like even this fit. This was okay.
Yeah, that's not bad though.
Yeah.
I back
it.
Bad.
I fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
He could skate in that.
You could, yeah. You could get down in that.
All right, who we got next?
It's funny because a lot of skateboarders are becoming fashion models now. It's funny.
Because, I mean, the culture always revolve around them niggas, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
All these underground, like, sub-scenes, like, if you look at it like punk rock or any underground shit that people look at as underground, they look at that shit and put on their mood boards.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah.
Who's this nigga?
Seth Rogen.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's Seth Rogen?
Yeah. Damn, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Told you, that nigga got a BBL. Seth Rogen, I got his BBL.
Oh,
I ain't, but nah, man. Seth Rogen, I like that nigga. Just be, yeah, I guess. All right,
it's all right.
That's a cool one.
I don't know. I like Seth Rogen in like normal, like dad clothes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like.
That's really his
he's
drip.
He's too fancy.
His drip. They just showing you his range. We really know his drip, and that shit is fire. But we just seeing his range right now.
Right.
I will. Yeah, man. That nigga got a BBL.
Oh, shit.
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh man,
y'all didn't know what
oh,
that
what?
Meant.
This guy is sick.
Childish Gambino. I told you I got a quick call. This nigga Childish Gambino, man. Donald Glover, man.
Who is this?
Donald Glover, man.
Okay.
Atlanta is one of the best fucking shows I've ever seen in my life, bro.
That fit is sick.
Did y'all see
fuck
that fucking Goofy episode, man? Everybody here, man. Please, when y'all leave here, man, go find this. It's Atlanta the last season. They did a whole Fox document, you know, mockumentary about the motherfucker that made the Goofy movie. Y'all know the Goofy movie is one of the most nigga movies ever made in life. Bro, it's some nigga ass shit. If you watch it, you didn't think it back then. The Goofy movie, look
shit.
At this.
Look
at the actual
God,
cover. These was niggas.
I haven't seen that movie in a long
bro,
time.
Bro, watch the Goofy movie now. It's the most nigga movie ever made. I swear to God, it's the most nigga-ish shit. That's all I can say. Look at the nigga. You see, he got his glasses on. Max was in that bitch going crazy. They had Tevin Campbell on that motherfucker. Look.
Oh, God damn.
For real. It's actually, if you go on YouTube and just Google about that, like, Goofy nigga movie. It's like documentaries where they be like, hey, don't Google it now. But but yeah,
oh,
a Goofy
shit.
Movie. But yeah, for real, I'm telling y'all, it's one of you know me. I love my documentaries. I love my mockumentaries. But Atlanta, man, shouts out to Donald Glover, man, big homie, man. You take the fucking cake with that shit, man. That shit went out with a bang.
Yeah, he had the sickest outfit for sure.
Hold up, bring that nigga back. This nigga look like Star Wars.
I fuck with that.
This is comfy though.
He looks like he would like.
That nigga,
has so much wisdom.
Only reason why I'm about to get this nigga the top shot of top props, because this nigga got the stardy.
Okay.
He was like, fuck it, man. He really let it go. Because this nigga lineup was going back. I remember, and he was trying to hold it down, but he realized, I'm the true blood. Look, that's the type of outfit a bald head nigga wear. That's some Isaac Hayes type shit. That nigga, he's at his highest self now. That's why he dropping them Atlanta episodes like that, man. That's why them episodes were so fucking fire these last two seasons. That nigga embraced the stardy, became his higher self, man. Shout out to Donald Glover.
Yeah, he looks like he's in his higher form right there.
I got to explain to you. That's what I say, man. Some people, man, you know when these motherfuckers, they be going bald and shit, and the last thing they want to do is, you know what I'm saying, let it. They don't want to let it go. Okay. Niggas like LeBron. Look, that's why the Lakers suck right now. If LeBron had a bald head, the Lakers would be number one in the West right now. Because he'd embrace the stardy. Look, Michael Jordan, Kobe, when it was time for Kobe to get the stardy, he embraced the stardy. So you got to embrace the stardy. You know, mm-hmm. I'm lucky. I grow hair. I got the little Filipino in me and shit, so I be getting over, you know.
Oh, okay. Nice,
I done tried a few times.
Nice.
But,
nice.
Yeah, he embraced the stardy. This nigga looking like a young Isaac Hayes. All right, man. All right, man. We about to get up out this motherfucker, man. Yo, anything you want to plug? Anything like that?
What else? Oh yeah, I got something for you.
Oh
I
shit!
I want to show you something that you might be psyched on. Have you ever seen one of these before?
What is this?
It's a mouth harp.
Huh?
It's a mouth harp.
What'd you do with it?
It's an instrument. So.
You should have whipped this out during white people shit.
We could try this one's kind of a shitty one. I like forgot my good one. But we can try to do like a techno style.
A techno style?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Here, let's see.
This is amazing. Shout out to motherfucker Aaron Jaws Mocha and his motherfucker, man. We about to get up out this motherfucker.
This is for you too. You can have that.
You caught me so off guard with this motherfucker, man.
That's all I got. I just wanted to show you that. Because
this shit like it can double as a weapon. That's what I thought it was at first. Like, oh shit, this nigga got shit to stab niggas with.
Nah, that's like a pretty like shitty one, like a very beginner one. There's like
no,
way
man,
better
I can
ones.
Use this.
But there you go. Yeah.
All right, we about this motherfucker, man. Love y'all niggas. Remember, man, hit me up at Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. Also send those voicemails to 512-522-9256. That's 512-522-9256. Thank you so much, Aaron, y'all. Coming through this motherfucker, fucking with your boy, man. You're an OG legend, man. I'm honored to have you on here, man. Anytime you want to come back, hit me up, pull up.
Hell yeah, we'll do.
Door is open for you, man. All right, man. Love y'all niggas, man. Be good. Peace.
Peace.